He like does all the distribution for iTunes. He's a good friend with.
It'd be fun to know all the people. You know, I'm like, how the fuck do you know everybody?
Right? What are you talking about? You know everybody.
I don't, man. I'm in a hole. First question.
On to the first question. So I think, as I probably said to both of you before, The Overnight is one of my favorite films of the year.
Oh, I
love it so much. I've seen it 3 times now.
Whoa.
And since it premiered at Sundance, I was pining to see it again. And just last week, I watched it, me and my girlfriend, with another couple friends of ours, a couple.
Yeah.
Kind of sat in the couch in the dark. Watching this movie, and you know, they start like giving us the eyes, like, did you guys pop this on to like maybe initiate a four-way or something? Yeah. And I love that this movie is able to do that. Cool. Like, can you guys talk about maybe an experience that you guys had, like showing this to friends and family, where they're giving you like the cross-eyed examination, like, what's going on here?
You probably answer better. I've only seen it with, you know, audiences. I've never had the.
You watch it with your wife.
But. With an audience.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
I didn't. She watched it alone first.
Oh, really?
In New York.
I thought you guys watched it together.
No. I was peeping in because I was nervous to watch it. Like,
right.
I was peeping in the beginning, and then. But I've never watched it like with another couple. I mean, like, then we watched it together. But
yeah,
I never watched it like two people in a room with two other people in a room or anything.
I've watched it both with my mom and my wife.
At the same time.
Just the three of us watching it. And then I watched it with my wife, my best friend that I grew up with, and my mother and father-in-law.
Can I throw an idea?
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going. I'll tell you after.
And we just go ahead.
I was going to say that we should start a little channel. Well, not that this is stupid, but a YouTube thing where when this movie comes out at home, we ask people to set up like a camera on top of
like
their
the reaction cam.
And film themselves and put up them watching the movie.
The entire movie.
Like a horror, like you would in a horror movie.
Yeah.
And that's what's so good
like,
about this movie.
I would love to see
movie,
everyone
like...
watching it, but specifically watching it with their mothers. That's the thing about it. Like, I want to see that. I want to see everyone watch it with their mom and spouse in the same room and film it.
So it's interesting that you go down that route because that is, like, a marketing tool often used for horror movies. And, like, one of the reasons I love this film so much is that it does use, like, a horror movie structure to tell, like, a hilarious comedy. There's like this piano wire tension throughout the whole thing that, as we had talked about earlier, was something that you'd done in Creep. Now, Jason, I'm wondering, did you watch Creep before you did this at all? And like, if not, like, what was your onboarding?
I didn't watch it even after I did this. I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting to see it. No, I'm waiting to see it, and
because it's not it's not out until later this month, right?
I mean,
this point, I will wait till June 26th, and I will buy it on iTunes and watch it.
Good on you.
It's
really good.
I know. I'm sure it is. And I think that, like, for me, you know, when you're, like, getting, like, it's so weird how a movie gets made and put together and how you meet people and stuff. And I think that, like, for this, you know, I get, like, this information sheet emailed to me about what this movie is. Mm. And I don't know Patrick Bryce when I'm looking at this, but I see Adam Scott, and I see it's produced by Adam and Naomi. I know that Adam is a tremendously thoughtful person and a very talented man. And if he and his wife are producing this, it must be special. And this man, like, if they're vouching for this guy, I don't know the opening band, but if they're opening for that band,
sure.
they are great.
Yeah.
And that is a great thing, like, in the art world. Like, if you can, like, learn about someone through someone else, that kind of like vouching and you know, that's a great thing. And so I didn't need to see Creep, honestly. I mean, and I read the script which he wrote, and I said, unless I get on the phone with this guy and he is like a belligerent racist, I'm not gonna do the movie.
I hold it back.
Yeah. Well, now I know that he's really evil. No. But unless he was like a racist asshole, there's no reason to not do the movie. So I didn't need to see Creep in a way.
So I know we had already touched base on this, but let's talk prosthetics a little bit, because how can you not? in this movie. I know that you said that you wanted to kind of push the sense of reality, kind of like the Farley brothers did in the 90s, with the use of prosthetics. And Jason, I'm kind of wondering specifically, like, was it comfortable to wear, A, and B, did it kind of give you an added sense of confidence walking around the set in the buff with this giant horse member?
Yeah, well, I mean, the big penis, like, I don't think it gave me, like, a sense of confidence, but it,
Well, bigger is better, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is, just like, it's, yeah. But I mean, putting it on, comfort-wise, it was not uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable, not physically, but maybe, like, to apply it. There's a lot of, twisting from your core, so your body, okay, your center is like. I mean, there's a lot of like, you know, like this kind of thing. A lot of leg moves.
Yeah.
And fine, you put it on, it's great. And no, I think that, like, honestly, I would be way more comfortable if I had to, like, walk around this movie in, like, a bathing suit. To be totally frank, I mean, I don't have, like, I'm not, like, in incredible physical condition. And I think it would be like, that's like, you know, most people in movies, like, when they have to take their clothes off, like, get in really good shape. And I just, that would be very nerve-wracking to me. But because you're basically naked, I don't know, there was something so extreme about it that we kind of leapfrogged that. And, but you feel, you know, you feel free because you aren't totally nude.
Right.
And you feel free also in that if you were nude, you also have to be very cautious of how other people feel about your nudity. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole, you have to become aware on a whole different level of, you know, if you're naked, you can't just, like, walk up to someone sitting down here and talk to someone over here if you're too, I mean,
of course,
you know, honestly. So there's something about the fake penis that I think made everybody feel comfortable on the
ironically
set in a way.
Comfortable.
Like, yeah, like, you could just, it became as if you were wearing a bathing suit or a shirt. So you could talk about the movie and work on it, and it's not like there's a real penis. Everything changes if it's a real penis, and I think, so that's what the prosthetic kind of allowed us to do. And
it was just like a mask, but for your penis.
Yeah, and I just wanted everyone to feel like, it's not my penis, it's our penis.
So yeah, following
as I say,
up...
Mi pinoso supino.
So following up on the penis question, the butthole paintings, was this something that you had commissioned? Did either of you have any hand in painting these?
This is a good story.
So they were painted by our production designer, Teresa Gulisarian, and, you know, it was one of the things that we were all excited about going into it, and she had actually hired an artist to paint the paintings for her because she had, you know, she was just wearing so many hats. It was such a small movie, and the person dropped out the night before.
Oh, no.
And so she actually had to paint, I think, something like 25 variations of butthole paintings in, like, a 12-hour time span before we shot that scene.
Isn't that great?
And they're
so
amazing.
Good.
They're amazing.
What did you do with them afterwards?
They've kind of been, like, dispersed to the four winds at this point. You know, I know a couple of them are being given away as part of the contest in the UK, and there's a couple maybe here.
So I don't usually ask this question because I think it's kind of a dumb and lazy question to ask, but I'm actually curious in this circumstance because I do think the movie is so funny.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I ask a million dumb questions. You don't have to ever say dumb question. I think
I gotta preface it with that, though.
I like dumb questions.
Let's see if it's a dumb question.
I do the best.
But it's just one of those overblown, like, every reporter asks a stupid question. Anyways, but on set, like, was there a particular scene that, like, you guys just, like, couldn't stop laughing at while you're actually doing
great
it?
Question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from the crew point of view, you know, there was... The scene downstairs when Jason is showing Adam the paintings was one that I think started to bust people up. There's actually going to be a blooper reel coming out when the movie eventually comes out on iTunes and DVD and everything, where you can kind of see some of those moments where, like, the camera starts shaking because the camera operator couldn't help himself from laughing. But, you know, it was because it was such a, like, tight schedule making this movie, there wasn't a lot of room for us just kind of like, you know, like, you know, everyone laughing and high-fiving and like watching back the take that we just shot or anything like that. That was not an option.
Yeah.
So.
And also, like, I know this is a weird thing to say, but like, it was extremely focused movie making. And at the same time, like, because it was at night, we shot the whole thing at night, there's a sense of like, you know, if it was in the daytime, I think it would have, and this is a weird thing to say, but it would have changed the whole way we made the movie, also because people would be texting people, people would be going up to have conversations. Because it's all nighttime, nighttime was almost like a location to us. Like, you know, they say when people go away on location, it bonds everyone. And so I think that, but also because it's nighttime, and that is unusual on the body to spend, you know, to be going, to be driving to work as the sun is going down and driving home. I think we, the whole time we made the movie, there was a strange deliriousness. So the whole time, in a way, it's like, it's never as quiet and then people are busting up. It's made with a certain, just like, that is in the air anyway, a kind of joy and like fun, you know?
Yeah, it's like there's an inherent goofiness
in
just even being awake at that time.
Exactly.
So the fact that we were, you know, making a movie like this, just it just, you know, it made that even more intense. Yeah.
So comedy is often credited as being more challenging than drama. And as someone who's like often off-put by comedy movies, I can see why that is. I think it's in large part just because, you know, comedy movies are just fairly formulaic and bad, and yet I think that this film really hits the nail on the head of like what makes a comedy movie good. So I'm wondering, what is the challenge that you, as you guys see it, of comedy as a genre, and how do you overcome the challenges inherent in that?
I don't think about that at all. I'm only thinking about the script that we're having to shoot and the movie that we're having to make and the specific day-to-day, moment-to-moment problems that we're having, you know? I mean, the only time that I can even, like, respond to a question like that or even, like, stop to think about it is now, you know, when everything's already done and those decisions have already been made.
But is there ever, like, a conscious effort to be like, well, you know, this Hollywood blockbuster comedy would go down route A, so we should go down route B?
No. I mean, I guess
much more organic,
that's another thing
that
like comes out of hindsight. Yeah, I can look at that in hindsight for sure. But while I'm doing it, all I'm doing is, you know, I'm creating this situation for myself as a writer, and I'm creating a situation for these characters to sort of work their way out of.
But I would say, like, when I was reading it, and I agree, I'm the last guy like to know any of that stuff, but when I was reading it, I did think there were a couple times, like the scene like in the hot tub, for instance, like that's a really like great scene, and Adam's, you know, really great in that scene. That scene, and you know, there's a few others that I feel like that wouldn't, like, I remember reading it saying like this wouldn't be in big budget movie. I mean, I remember thinking that, like, and I don't know if it's like you made a conscious decision, but it was, that's sort of what, that's an attractive element to this movie, is the kind of like way that it's like kind of serpentining through a bigger type, you know, centerpiece, hopefully.
Yeah.
With moments like that, which, you know, are gentle. That said, too, I think the movie is more than a mashup of like, you know, wouldn't it be cool to take a big kind of thing and a small kind of thing and smash them? It does it naturally. I think that's clear in the writing that you, and your answer just now is that it really wasn't on purpose. You were just kind of following it. But when you read it, you can sort of, I could feel like this is unusual.
Yeah.
Like the way this is moving is unusual.
Totally. So I'm getting the wrap up here. So I'll just, I'd be remiss to not ask you, as a fan of Coconut Records, your band is awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Do you have any effort on that front? Is there going to be a new album coming out soon?
Well, you know, honestly, I make music as much as possible. Like, so, you know, now I have a year-old kid that I've been working, and so it's slower, but I try to do as much music as I can. And in terms of, like, making so I have lots of music written.
Yeah.
And recorded, just, like, demos. I just haven't, like, found also the person that I'm going to go make the record with
sure
right now. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
a lot kind of has to come together. So, but I got a lot of songs. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool, guys.
Rock on.